When she turned 18, Summer El Nono couldn't wait to register to vote.
Because I finally had a chance to voice my opinion somewhere. I was just so happy.
When it came to who to vote for, things quickly got less exciting.
This whole election, I've been thinking, when will the real candidates come in? It would be amazing to have a woman president, but I don't just want to vote for her because she's a woman. And I definitely don't think I want to vote for Donald Trump. It's like building a wall.
El Nono isn't sure what she might do about the 20-odd other questions on her ballot in North Miami Beach.
I'm going to be honest, I'll probably get there and just vote randomly because I don't know all of these people. So I might just get in there and just vote for Senate. I'll just click one box.
El Nono says that's better than not voting at all. Though she did reconsider when she thought about the possibility of randomly supporting a candidate she strongly disagrees with. Even at the top of the ticket, El Nono says she and her friends have been discouraged by the attacks and half-truths in the presidential debates. She's hungry for more concrete information.
I would probably go to Google Scholars so it can scan out all the pathetic stuff that they write on Google so I can have a more defined search.
At Largo High School, outside Tampa, 12th grader Mackenzie Howard says she relies mostly on conversations with her dad.
I also see people's point of views on the internet, which is not the safest place to get point of views, but that's how it works. So.
Both these 18-year-olds agree on their top issue this election.
Since I am going into college, my family financially struggles.
The college system, how much it is, and the debt that the students are acquiring, I think someone really needs to come along and help us.
Hunter Lane is a homeschooler who shared his top issues at a Donald Trump rally in Tampa.
This immigration and abortion are two of the main issues I see that has America in trouble right now. And I just feel like those should be resolved, and I think he has the answers.
Even a small sampling of students shows why Florida is often considered the swingiest of swing states. On the whole, though, Florida high schoolers, like young people nationwide, lean away from Donald Trump. A mock election staged in social studies classes nationwide had student voters in Florida backing Hillary Clinton 59-32%. Makeda Brown's questions about Trump begin with his slogan.
I feel like he reminds me of an Anglo-Saxon rich white man back in the 20s and 30s, you know? Or women, they don't need this, or they don't need that. It's okay. Men run it. That's how I feel like if he becomes president, that's what he wants America to be. That's his Make America Great Again.
Brown is a senior at Young Women's Preparatory Academy in Little Havana. She moved to Miami with her mother from St. Kitts and Nevis when she was 3. Now she's hoping to study engineering at FSU. She says she's proud to call herself an immigrant.
When he speaks about it, I get angry. In our eyes, he's a walking contradiction. Isn't your wife an immigrant?
Whoever wins on election night, Brown says she's bracing for fallout that goes beyond politics.
I think it will have a big effect on my friendship because I can just already see some of my friends' ignorance prevail. And that already made some strong friendships kind of deteriorate.
When she votes in the next election, she says she'll be looking for that rare political animal, the candidate who can bring people together. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.